Well, good morning, boys and girls. I am so glad to see all of you here this morning. Raise your hand if you've ever gotten in trouble for anything. Ever gotten in trouble for anything? Yeah, I bet everybody out there has too. So when I was in the first grade, I got in trouble a lot for one specific thing, and that was talking. I could not seem to keep my mouth shut when I was at school and the teacher had told me not to talk. And sometimes I even got in trouble at church for talking. And there were a few times when my mom even asked me to stop talking when I was at my house. So I got in trouble a lot for talking. And that may seem like a small thing, but it was still a sin because I wasn't following directions, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to do, and I wasn't living the way that God wanted me to live. And it took me a little while, but I finally was able to be quiet when I was supposed to be quiet. Now, of course, I got in trouble for some other things too, because none of us is perfect, and we all do things that are wrong. Sometimes the things we do wrong seem like they're really small, like they're no big deal. Other things that we do wrong seem like a big deal, and we may think to ourselves, man, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble if anybody ever finds out about this. But Paul reminds us in Romans that every single one of us, no matter who we are, every one of us sins, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Because none of us is perfect, we all fall short of God, because God is perfect and we are not. And it's like a basketball player who shoots for the goal and misses. Okay, that's exactly what happens to all of us, because we all sin. And so that's why God sent Jesus, so that Jesus could show us how to live, so that Jesus could die for us, and so that God could forgive our sins. But we know that Jesus didn't stay dead. He defeated death and he rose from the dead. You see, God says that if we believe in Jesus, that if we believe that Jesus was God's son, that Jesus never did anything wrong, that he died for us and he rose again, defeating sin and death so that we can always be close to God, then God will forgive us. God will forgive us for anything that we do wrong. And God promises to love us. When we have faith in Jesus, we believe that God sent Jesus for us, so that we can always be close to him. And God promises that no matter what, he will forgive us. He will wipe our slate clean. So no longer will we fall short of God. There's nothing that we could do. There's no way that we could do enough good things to be close to God. But that's why Jesus came, so that we can always be friends with God. And the great thing is that we don't have to earn God's forgiveness. All we have to do is believe. God's forgiveness is a gift. It's called grace. And he gives it to us freely. We don't have to earn it. So the next time you do something wrong, and there will be times when you do the wrong thing, when you sin, remember that God will always forgive you. Have faith in Jesus and follow him, and God will always forgive you. He will always be there with you, and he will always love you. So let's pray and thank God for rescuing us, and then you can go back and sit with your families, okay? Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for giving us your grace. We can never do enough good things to earn it, but you give it to us as a gift. Thank you for saving us and for always loving us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.